This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Another small meat packer will ask the federal government this week for permission to test every cow it slaughters for mad cow disease. The company needs that approval in order to sell its beef to Japan. The Agriculture Department has already rejected one company's request to test all of its cows, saying that could raise what it calls unwarranted questions about the safety of the rest of U.S. beef. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
A year and a half ago, 58 family farmers in Missouri and Illinois joined to form the Gateway Beef Cooperative. Gateway sells its premium beef to upscale steakhouses and a large kosher market in New York. Russ Kramer is a member of the cooperative and president of the Missouri Farmers Union.
We knew from the very beginning, without a foothold into the niche marketplace, that a small cooperative packing plant would not survive. We do not enjoy the economies of scale that some of the larger ones do.
Japan is one of the most lucrative niche markets for small beef producers. That's why this week Gateway will follow Creekstone Farms of Kansas and ask the USDA for permission to test every cow it slaughters. Like the USDA, the four companies who control 80% of the beef meat packing industry say universal testing is unnecessary to guarantee safety. But they say if small meat packers offer such testing, big beef will have to follow. It's an expense that the industrial beef producers want no part of. Small meat packers, on the other hand, know that for them it may be the price of survival. Again, Russ Kramer.
We're at a crossroads in food and agriculture, where the small to moderate-sized farmers have basically one thing left, and that is building authentic relationships with a consumer that demands a specific product, a specific quality, and they specifically want to know where it came from and who produced it.
And it isn't just Japanese beef consumers who want that. In the U.S., the largest organic and natural foods grocer, Whole Foods Market, says sales of organic and grass-fed beef have soared since the discovery of mad cow in Washington State last December. Kate Lowry is a spokeswoman for the Austin-based company.
We know that a lot of our shoppers are what we call the quote-unquote foodies out there, and they're just looking for the best-tasting, highest-quality product available.
Lowry says foodies aren't just seeking safe beef. They want cheese, vegetables, olive oil, pasta, all from small, local producers. It's a trend that many small farmers are trying to capitalize on as they fight competition from factory-scale farms. For example, in Missouri, where the Gateway Beef Cooperative is based, farmers are bottling their own milk, making specialty cheeses, and growing organic pecans. Peter Hofer is the state's director of agriculture.
An average farm in the United States is about 487 acres. And in Missouri, the average farm is only 292 acres. So we have to be able to respond to these niches.
That's why small producers of all stripes will be watching the USDA's response to Gateway's request. Russ Kramer of Gateway says if the USDA turns them down, as it did Creekstone,
not only does it matter to Creekstone or matter to Gateway, we also feel that this sends the wrong signal. We think that's a slap in the face and could hurt our efforts as we try to enter the niche marketplace and build relationships.
It may be weeks before the USDA responds to Gateway. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.